School District of Philadelphia now recommends closing 18 schools rather than 20 as part of its updated facilities master plan. Russell Conwell Middle School and Motivation High School were removed from the closure recommendations after receiving strong community support. The Philadelphia Federation of Teachers held a rally before the board meeting to raise concerns about the plan. Here's PFT President Arthur Steinberg.
Mark my words, students and families will flee this district. Educators who are in such short supply at this time and in demand everywhere will go and work elsewhere.
The facilities plan is slated to cost $2.8 billion, with $1 billion funded by district resources and $1.8 billion from public and philanthropic sources. The project is expected to take 10 years. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill is warning Garden State residents that budget cuts are on the horizon. WHYY's David Matthau has the details.
During a news conference at the State House on Thursday, Sherrill said she plans to deal with a $3 billion budget deficit by cutting spending, not raising taxes. She did not specify which programs will be cut, but said Trenton's long-standing spending problems must be addressed, and added her priorities are lowering costs for working families, protecting children, and making government more transparent and accountable. The state currently has a $7.2 billion budget surplus. The governor will deliver her budget address on March 10th, and a balanced budget must be approved by the end of June. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
The snow has melted, and suddenly we've got some warmer air here in the Delaware Valley. 42 degrees right now, going to be sunny today, going up to around 50 here in Philadelphia. Mainly clear overnight, down to 28 Saturday. Looks like a great day to hit the town or the trail. Mostly sunny for your Saturday. High 55, low 36. Sunday, we cool down a bit, high 44. Next week, we start cold with a couple days in the 30s, but then after that, a steady warming trend.